Hello, friends, and thank you for joining us in what we're calling a community of goodness, playing the songs and telling the stories of people of the Driftless, Wisconsin, and beyond, Larry Long, recording the stories and sounds of the Driftless, Brett Hughes. I'm Tom Thibodeau, and this morning, let's honor water.
Shadows dance on the road, traveling down this winding road to return, going home along the blue highway. Along the blue highway, my friend, along the blue highway. Along the blue highway, source of life, gift of love, to the sea she must run to return from above. Along the blue highway, along the blue highway, my friend, along the blue highway, to return back again, along the blue highway.
Thomas Berry, a world-famous anthropologist and philosopher, says, if we don't protect the water, we won't have water for drinking or for baptism. Water is sacred. The words are remembered in the River Jordan or the waters of Babylon. We remember that water is also a source of freedom, the metaphor of freedom of people crossing the Red Sea into the Promised Land. The story of our Hmong brothers and sisters crossing the Mekong into Thailand and then on to the United States. South on the Highway 35, you will see the monument to the Bad Axe battleground on the Mississippi when First Nation people were trying to elude the cavalry. Wade in the Water was published in 1901 by Fisk Jubilee Singers. Harriet Tubman was known for singing this song to fellow slaves. Wade in the Water was used as a freedom song as the lyrics gave geographical hints for safe travel. To escaping slaves, the songs told them to abandon the path and move into the water. By traveling along the water's edge or across the body of water, the slaves would throw chasing dogs and their keepers off the scent. The lyrics show a spiritual connection as God, Moses, and Jordan streams are evoked. Wade in the Water remains a contemporary gospel song. Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water, God's gonna trouble the water. Well, who are those children all dressed in red? God's gonna trouble the water. Must be the children that Moses led. God's gonna trouble the water. Wade in the water, wade in the water, children. God's gonna trouble the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Well, out of the mountain came fire and smoke. God's gonna trouble the water. Jehovah, nobody said he could spoke. God's gonna trouble the water. Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. While I'm a-walking down the highway and the water's getting low, God's gonna trouble the water. Walking down the highway with nowhere to go, God's gonna trouble the water. Wade in the water. Wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. God's gonna trouble the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Water, a sacred reality, a divine gift.
In the midst of the pandemic, last January, I received a call from my old dear friend Winona LaDuke, director of Honor the Earth. She wanted me to come up to sing at a gathering in northern Minnesota against the construction of Enbridge's Line 3 oil pipeline running from the tar sands of Canada all the way to Lake Superior. Line 3 cuts through the heart of native land and crosses more than 200 water bodies, including the Mississippi River twice, a drinking water source for millions of people downstream from the river's headwaters up in Lake Itasca in northern Minnesota. This oil pipeline, if completed, will carry some of the dirtiest oil on planet Earth to be shipped across the Pacific Ocean to the refineries in China. So being that I was self-quarantined with my wife, I couldn't travel up north to perform, but I did the next best thing and wrote a song for their campaign being led by Indigenous women. In that spirit, I enlisted women from many nations to sing on the verses of the song, plus to add spoken word from Winona LaDuke, who's from the Anishinaabe Nation, and Wabanuque, and Joy Harjo, Muscogee Creek 23rd Poet Laureate of the United States. Enlisted other singers included Putafe, Karma Moreno, Apache and Yaqui, Jennifer Kreisberg, Maimuna Yusuf, aka Muma Fresh, Creek and Choctaw, and the Day Sisters, Doreen, Charlene, Julia, and Sharon, plus the Indigo Girls and Bonnie Raitt. Their tracks were recorded and virtually sent from across North America, Saskatchewan, New York, New Jersey, Nashville, Louisiana, Tulsa, Los Angeles, to this very studio under the leadership of recording engineer Brett Hoos. 1,000 hours later, after Brett and I wove it all together, the song got mastered, released, and is now circling the world, raising awareness and funds to protect these waters which give us life. It's called No More Pipeline Blues on This Land Where We Belong. As Winona LaDuke clearly states in this song, you cannot drink oil.
That's it. Ningai shichike nipe onje.
This is the same water that was here when dinosaurs were here. There is no new water. This is the only water we will ever know. This is the same water that my great ancestors drank from and harvested our wild rice upon.
On this land where we belong.
water is sacred. Water is sacred because without water, there is no life. You cannot drink oil.
On this land in which we belong, from the Canadian tar sand, 1 million barrels of oil a day to come through these sacred lands. On this land to which we belong, with oil thicker than crude, 4,000 workers coming our way, got them pandemic pipeline blues.
This moment is that moment where we face that oil. This is the moment where we face line three and say, no, you will not take our water.
On this land to which we belong, with pipelines that corrode, when they break, it'll be too late, it'll kill this river road.
On this land where we belong, don't let that pipeline through. No more drill pads on native land, no more pipeline blues.
No more,
no more,
more drill pads on public land, no more.
Story fed by generations. You carry songs of grief, triumph, thankfulness, and joy. Feel their power as they ascend within you. As you walk, run swiftly, even fly into infinite possibility. Let go that which burdens you. Let go any acts of unkindness or brutality. Let go that which has burdened your family, your community, your nation, or disturbed your soul. Let go one breath into another. Pray thankfulness for this earth we are, for this becoming we are, for this sunlight touching skin we are, for the cooling waters we are. Listen now as earth sheds her skin. Listen as the generations move one against the other to make power. We are bringing in a new story. We will be accompanied by ancient and new songs, and we'll celebrate together.
Nepe, gizage igu, gimi gwechewe nemigu, gijewe nemigu. Nepe, gizage igu, gimi gwechewe nemigu, gijewe nemigu.
Years ago, we had a symposium at Viterbo University on the land, and Ben Logan told me this story. He was standing in a marsh with Aldo Leopold. He was taking a class from Leopold at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And as he was standing there, a flock of geese went above, and they were just awesome. And Logan looked up and said, "Oh, aren't they beautiful?" And Leopold looked at him and said, "Now, go and learn as much as you can about what you love." I grew up on the Wisconsin River in Wisconsin Rapids, a magical, mystical place. The Wisconsin River is said to be named after the state, but the river was originally referred to as Mekosing by the Aboriginal Algonquin people. Jacques Marquette first recorded the name in 1673. The Wisconsin River starts in the forests of the Northwoods Lake District in northern Wisconsin in the Lac Vie Desert near the border of the UP and Michigan. It flows south across the glacial plains of central Wisconsin, passing through Wausau, Stevens Point, and Wisconsin Rapids. The Wisconsin River is a tributary of the Mississippi and is approximately 430 miles long. Portions of the river are so navigable that they have been named and designated a state highway. In the course of human history is written by the Declaration of Independence, but our founders used the word course as a common word for river. Rivers come together and guide our lives and provide a course. Rivers, sacred waters, where everything and every one blends together.
Me.
That beautiful song was sung by a very close friend, Doreen Day Wabanu Kwe, of the great, proud Anishinaabe Ojibwe Nation. She's part of a circle of women, Madewan women, who have walked down the entire length of the Mississippi River with a copper pail filled with water. They've also walked around the entire Great Lakes with a copper pail and pure water from Lake Itasca, and with each step, they pray for the well-being of the water and for future generations to come. The translation of the song that Doreen Day Wabanu Kwe sang is simply, "Water, we love you. We thank you. We respect you. Water, we love you. We thank you. We respect you." We thank you so much for listening today to Conspiracy of Goodness. Thanks to my good friend Tom Thibodeau and Brett Hoos. My name is Larry Long, and thank you for all that you do.
Friends, until we meet again, peace and all good.
You have been listening to Community of Goodness with Larry Long and Tom Thibodeau, produced and recorded by Brett Hoos. For more information about Larry and Tom, please visit www.larrylong.org and www.tomttalks.com. We look forward to being with you next week. Thank you for listening.